So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the Mishnah's halacha of Leiminu Kayin Acher Tachtav, Shleimo Hesekreva. If the Kohen Gadol died and the new Kohen Gadol was not appointed yet, the Tzibur or his Yershin supply the Michas Chavitin, which is brought from a holy Sarin at once, and is not split into two Chatzis Sarinis. And the Gemara gives two sources for Shleimo Hesekreva from the same Pasuk. V'Kohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mibonav Yasa Oysa Chak Oil Mashem Kolol Tachtav. Either as Rabbi Yehuda says from the word Oysa Kolob Lechatzia, or as Reb Shimon says from the words Kal Takter Shtei Kula Baktar. Now the Gemara inquires regarding this halach of Shleima Hesekreva. By Rabbi Yechanan, Shleima Shachas for Shleima Ben Arbayim, Eidim Shleima Shachas Ubetela Ben Arbayim. Do they bring one holy sarin in the morning and another holy sarin in the afternoon, or do they bring one holy sarin in the morning and nothing in the afternoon? The Gemara concludes that Shleima Shachas for Shleima Ben Arbayim. They do bring one holy sarin in the morning and another holy sarin in the afternoon, for a total of two Esrainas, because of the Hekesh and the Pasuk Seles Michat Tamit. Harehi Lecha Kemichas Tamidin. The Pasuk compares the Michas Chavitin to the Michas Nesachim of the Karban Tamit, and therefore, Ma Tamit in the Batal of Chavitin and the Betela. Just like the Michas Tamit is always brought twice a day, so too the Michas Chavitin is always brought twice a day. And since one holy Sarin flower is brought in the morning, they bring another Sarin in the afternoon. The Gemara continues to inquire in the Michas Chavitin La'achar Misa, that they also bring a double amount of Levina, spices, and Shem and oil. Or did they only bring a double amount of Silas, but not of Levina and Shemen? And the Gemara explains the Shaila. Perhaps, since the Pasukim of Isa and Kol Takta require a double amount of Silas, they also require a double amount of Levina and Shemen. Or perhaps, the Pasuk only requires a double amount of Silas, but not of the Levina and Shemen. And the Gemara elaborates that the question in Levina depends on the Machlekes regarding the standard Michas Chavitin Michayim that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, how much Levina is required. All agree that the Kohen Gadol initially brings one Isaron Silas and three Loig Shemen, and these were split into two, one Chatzi Isaron and one Loig V'Chatzi Shemen in the morning, and the other Chatzi Isaron and Loig V'Chatzi Shemen in the afternoon. However, there's a Machlekes in the amount of Levina. Abba Yossi ben Destoy holds, the Kohen Gadol initially brings two kamatzim of Levina, and then one kamis Levina is used in the morning, and the other kamis Levina is used in the afternoon. But he does not bring one kamis Levina and split it into two, because lo'ashkechan chatzi kamitz to carve. In all menachas, they never burn a half kamitz on mizbech. While the Rabbanan say, mafresh lo'kamitz echad, chatzi kamitz shachris, chatzi kamitz ben arbayim. The Kohen Gadol initially brings only one kamis Levina and splits it into two. One chatzi kemetz is used in the morning, and the other chatzi kemetz is used in the afternoon, but it does not bring two kamatzim of Levina, because la'ashkechan isarin debayi shnei kamatzim. In all menachas of one isarin silas, they never require two kamatzim. Now, regarding the Michas Chavitin la'achar Misa, there is no question according to Abba Yossi ben Destoy that they do not double the amount of Levina to four kamatzim, but bring only the original two kamatzim, because as Rashi explains, the le'metzinu beis kamatzim akhtara achas. In all menachas, they never burn two kamatzim of one mincha. The question is only according to the Rabbanan. Do they double the Levina to bring two kamatzim because mitech shehuchvela salasai huchvela levinasu v'shamnei, or do they bring only one kamitz because ma'idelagali? The Gemara resolves this question with the following brisa: Kohen Gadol shemeis v'leimina acher tachdav shleima shachris v'shleima bein arbayim. If the Kohen Gadol died and the Tibur Yishin supplied the Michas Chavitin, they double the amount of Seilus and bring one Isaron in the morning and the other Isaron in the afternoon. And the Brisa continues. U'mavish la'beis kamatzim, kaimetz shachris v'kaimetz bein arbayim. They bring two kamatzim levayna, one kaimetz in the morning and the other kaimetz in the afternoon. And u'mavish la'shleishis lugin, lugin mechza shachris u'lugin mechza bein arbayim. They bring three leg shemen, one lugin mechza in the morning and the other lugin mechza in the afternoon. Now, the Brisa cannot be the Rabbanan, who hold that a standard Michas Chavitin Mechayim requires one kemis Levina, because Maishna Levinasa de Hochvela, Maishna Shamna de Hochvela. What's the difference between the Levina and the Shemin? If in the Michas Chavitin Lacha Misa they bring a double amount of two kamatzim Levina, because we say, Mitechsha Hochvela Salasai Hochvela Levinasai, then they should also bring a double amount of six leg Shemin for the same reason. Mitechsha Hochvela Salasai Hochvela Shamna. Therefore, we must say that the Braise is Abba Yossi ben Destoy, who holds a standard Minchas Chavitin requires two kamatzim Levina. And in Minchas Chavitin la'achar Misa, he obviously holds Levina la'huchvel la'v'shemen la'huchvel. They bring only the standard amount of two kamatzim Levina and three like Shemen, and not a double amount, because ma'ad gali gali, ma'ad gali gali. Therefore, according to the Rabbanan, we also say Levinasa v'shemen la'huchvel, they bring only the standard amount of one kamatzim Levina and three like Shemen, and not a double amount, because ma'ad gali gali, ma'ad gali gali. Hagelach Perek Atcheles, where Baruch Shem completed the fourth perek of Masechtas Menachos, and will begin the fifth perek, Kol HaMenachos Bo'es Matzah, in the next year, Be'ezus Hashem.